Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's talk Twins. The television voice of the Minnesota Twins, Twins TV, Corey Provis, on this show many, many times before. Corey is back with us. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins in Houston, taking on the Astros. Good to chat with you, my friend. If we would have had this conversation, let's say, 2 weeks ago, when the Twins were in Seattle and played just thrilling games, right? And it was just high-level stuff. And that was near the end of the stretch where the starting staff was about as good as any staff across both leagues for, what would you say, about 6 weeks or so. And part of the beauty of sports is the unknown. And it has been multiple injuries and a drop in quality from some of the guys. It is amazing how we look at the starting staff of the team you cover today, sir, as opposed to if we were having this conversation before the first game in Seattle.
You know, I expected, I think many of us did, Chad, some regression. I don't think anybody anticipated the numbers plummeting in the manner that they have. I mean, entering this game tonight, if you just isolate the month of June, the Twins' team ERA this month is near 6.5. That's the worst in baseball. So we're talking about just a drastic shift. And it's one thing if you go from, they were around, 3-3, 3-4 as a team there for a while, which was, you know, fantastic, top 10, top, you know, at times top 5 in the game. And now you drop an additional 3 runs. That's a drastic, drastic free fall. So some regression I think we expected, but hoping that regression would be maybe a run and a half, but not doubling what that number looked like you said, only a couple of weeks ago.
Let's get to Bailey. I want to talk baseball first and then the disgusting comments towards him on the second point. You see him, you talk to him, you observe him, the mechanics, maybe the health now, the drop in velocity. What's going on? What do you think the Twins' next move is with a guy who has been extraordinarily reliable over the last few years?
As of right now, I think he's starting in Cincinnati. When his next turn comes around after the off day on Monday, I believe he would go then, Tuesday or Wednesday? I think he'd go game 2 in Cincinnati. And that's what I'm anticipating until I'm told otherwise. I mean, He'll throw his bullpen, that would be, I guess, on Sunday here in Houston, and go from there. He is clearly frustrated. He's clearly fighting a variety of different things. And he mentioned this hip issue that came about, but then his velocity was down. That was concerning. Now, yesterday's velocity was back up, but was that connected to his mechanics? Tweaked a bit. He said his release point was off, and then he walked a career-high six guys when he had 15 walks all year total.
Yeah.
And then he walked six alone yesterday. So he's obviously not right. And what I've heard pitchers and then pitching coaches say, you have to have this kinetic chain that really goes throughout your body. Everything has to be in sync. And I'd imagine that's incredibly challenging for a guy that's 6'9".
That sure.
With his size, that everything has to line up a certain way for it to click. And when it does click, and Bailey, because he's so tall, he has that great extension, he can get by throwing 91, 92 and do so effectively. And he's done that now for a couple of years. He's been the model of consistency for this Twins team for a long time. He'll take out when he starts the season in Missouri, whether that's Kansas City or St. Louis. His numbers are just fantastic. But he's clearly fighting it right now, and the numbers say so. And it comes at the worst possible time when they're down Pablo for a couple of months, and we don't know how long Zebby's going to be down, and Woods Richardson is still trying to find a third pitch, and Joe Ryan's not pitching as deep into games as I think they need right now. But the guy tonight has been the savior. I mean, Chris Paddock has been incredible. This is the best he's thrown in years, and he's a pending free agent. So this is a key year, and without Paddock, you know, I don't know what those numbers would look like, but they wouldn't be nearly as strong as they have been.
Corey's talking to us. This is Corey Provis from Houston, Twins and Astros. Pregame here on WCC Radio, 6:30, first pitch, 7:10. Check out Corey on Twins TV. Now we get to the part of life which, in a sad, grotesque way, is more available because of the cowardice, the frightening, anonymous nature of social media, and also the power of sports betting. We don't know if it's applicable in this case, but Bailey Ober sharing with a couple of people, Audra Martin, Dan Hayes, after the rough outing, receiving death threats. And public figures in all of a life face a different scrutiny. And we have a coarseness in our nation now that is, I don't want to say unprecedented, because during wars and during difficult times, but the commonness of it, the comfortability for some. So it's sad that we even have to have this conversation when you're saying, what are people doing? Why are you thinking this way? What is wrong? What, some level of perspective. But this is where a lot of public figures are at, including athletes. A guy like Ober, you just laid out his success, his challenges. Then he has to face death threats on social media, which in no speck of any way is ever anything but awful and never tolerable.
So full disclosure, I knew nothing of this until we landed.
Hmm.
So I didn't know anything about it then. I was with Audra actually in the lobby at the hotel here and just kind of going over the day. And then she said to me, she said, did you hear about, you know, Bailey after the game? I said, no. Did you talk about his hip or... And she said, no, he kind of pulled me aside and a couple other people and said, hey, if you can get the word out, you know, I've had some threats against me on social media. And then Audra asked a few follow-up questions and then I guess put it out there. But I didn't know about this, you know, hours later. It doesn't surprise me at all. And the key word that to me comes to mind is gambling. Mm-hmm. And this is the fear that I've always had with gambling in sports and certainly in baseball, that this is becoming more common. It's common here in Houston. It made news a couple of weeks ago. Lance McCullers Jr., who's had an injury-plagued career, recently came back, wasn't throwing well, and he acknowledged that he's been getting threatened on social media, not just him, but his family, his young kids. I hope that these incidents are investigated, and I hope these find these people.
Yes.
I really do, because these people are the scum of the earth, and it's such a cowardice act. It's not surprising, but I do think the driving force behind it is gambling, and I'm not a big fan of sports gambling. I'm glad, and I may be, you know, giving away something here, but I'll say it. I'm glad it's not legal in Minnesota, because I think I would encounter it every single day in some way, whether I want to or not. I would hear it. I would just hear it, see it. I would have to enrich myself in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that it's not, but I'm not surprised at where it's happening, but I hope these people are found, and I hope they're prosecuted as much as they can be, because it is a cowardice act by these people who are just had the wrong perspective on life. And taking it out on a guy like Bailey, who works hard, and I guarantee you he's already at the ballpark today. He's doing his post-start, day one after a start, normally is a big cardio day, running, a lot of lower body work. And then he is trying to figure out what is going on. He's not just going to hope, okay, next time I get the ball, it's going to be better.
Right.
He is going to go into his lab and figure out, how can I fix this? How can I get back to my old self and help my team?
Well, can I stay with that, too? Because we're going to see a further explosion with sports betting and the industry you're in right now calling games, right? We know a number of states have it. We know leagues that used to keep it not even at arm's length that would just decry it and say, we'll never be a part of it. And now their arms are completely wrapped around it. And I don't know if it's inevitable in this state. I thought it was for a while. Now I really don't think they have a coalition on either side. They really have a coalition pushing against it. But you're right when you say it. And don't you think, if you're still doing this, and I'm assuming you will be with the excellence you bring in the next 5-10 years, that it may be a significant part of your telecast, and it's not that far away?
Oh, I guarantee you that if it becomes legal, it'll be a sponsored element that I will have to do, and I'll have to learn about, and yes, I'll have to promote, because I do think at some point it's going to be legal. I don't know when. I just think that's the way that our world is going. The only connection that I have with sports gambling is what I can share with what my brother and my family in Chicago have shared with me, where it is legal. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. I grew up in a very, very nice suburb of Chicago, a very affluent part of the northern suburbs. And sports betting is legal in Illinois. And I can tell you, from talking with my brother and other family members, my nieces and nephews, many are in college right now, some just out of college, but they would share with me when they were in high school that kids were gambling with money that was not theirs. It was money that belonged to their family, and they were just on their phones and with the click of a button able to put money down on a sporting event, what have you, without any care in the world. Now, you can criticize the parents. You can criticize. I just know it was that simple for them to do on their phone somehow, some way. And I didn't really feel much about it at the time. But then when my brother, who now has a freshman in college and a junior in high school, shared this with me and my friends that I grew up with, that I've been friends with since I've been in kindergarten, whose kids are in high school right now, are sharing these things with me, it kind of hit home, because my kids will be that age. My son just turned 12. My daughter's 9. It's going to be in their realm at some point.
For
soon.
Sure.
And the connection that I, then my feelings about it, I wasn't on one side or the other, but when they shared that with me and it became more personal, my antenna clearly went up in a different direction.
Last thing, and we'll let you go, and Corey Provis with us, Twins TV tonight, 7:10, pregame on radio here at 6:30. Obviously, the sale is still in flux. We've talked a lot about the payroll situation. They add Bader and France late, who both have been very good. They Pablo and Fest out for an extended period of time. You don't see Derek probably as much as you used to, because he now has the presidential duties along with, being the final word on baseball operations. But what is your sense when we're sitting here on June 13th, still 6 weeks away from the deadline, whether this team would say, hey, we're 36-32, we had that 13-game winning streak, we're too good, we have Buxton and Correa now going in a much more positive way than early in the year, we're going to jump in for another starter. I think most of us from the outside feel like that's highly unlikely. What is your sense being in the middle and also not privy to all the financial details going on with the eventual sale of this team?
I am with you that I would say it's highly unlikely, just based on history. And to me, I kind of in my mind always you know, laugh a little bit. The December winter meetings, and you know, the Twins, they always bring this big banner and, you know, the backdrop to have a big press conference. I'm like, guys, you can leave that at home. It never happens. You know, it's just, I'm kind of in the, okay, I'll believe it when I see it, sure, kind of thing. And there have been some teams with similar records, some Twins teams, where outside of what, 2022, when the Twins were aggressive and many of those deals, you know, did not work
out.
Didn't
work.
That has, that, you know, that's, hasn't been the norm. So, you know, they, the Twins love their farm system. They are, they pride themselves in the farm system that they've built, the depth that they've established, and the improvements that they've made from top to bottom. And I just, I'd almost be shocked if something substantial happens. Would I love to see it? It'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, history tells me it's kind of a, I'll believe it when I see it, because, you know, where they're at right now, there is some evidence, too, that get into
yes,
the tournament. I mean, yes, if you win your division, you get that bye, you host. There have been plenty of evidence that that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean you're going to advance. That doesn't mean you're going to win the pennant and find yourselves in the World Series. Wild card teams have done okay. They really have, at least in terms of winning and advancing. So there is something to be said about that. The Tigers have built a pretty sizable lead right now. They took a big hit with Jackson Jobe getting hurt, but still they've got, you know, the best pitcher in the American League. They've got a really good lineup. They've got a good team. And the Twins haven't seen much of the Tigers yet. They still have, what, 10 games left with the Tigers. So that's the one divisional foe they haven't seen much of yet. But I would love to say to you that I think this is going to be a blockbuster trade deadline period where multiple moves are going to be. I don't see that happening just based on what I've witnessed in the past.
Always a pleasure, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right, Chad. Be good, buddy.
Corey Provis, right here on the home of the Twins, WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Quick update on what we were talking about an hour ago when the missiles were raining down from Iran in Tel Aviv, Israel. Hundreds of ballistic missiles launched at Israel clearly it was stunning video, Dave Harrigan, to watch when some were stopped by the dome and others landed in Tel Aviv. Right now, Israel's emergency service is saying 7 injured after a rain strike. Dave, when you watch the footage of those who were landing around large office buildings, apartment complexes, condo complexes, if you would have told me 7 injured, I'd say, okay, did I miss the part about how many were killed?
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't just one missile getting through.
Yeah, and 45 minutes ago, Israel was saying no reports of injuries. Now we're saying, it just seems
where's
like,
it gonna go?
Yeah, having watched it, the number seems like it has to go up.
Yeah. Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course.
And then in the last 5-6 minutes, and this is just frightening, Israelis are told they can come out of their bomb shelter.
Yeah, after what Fox is saying was a third wave of attacks.
But stay close.
No
you
kidding.
Are allowed. No, that's the statement too. You are allowed to come out of your bomb. You obviously can do whatever you want. But they're saying you can come out of the bomb shelter. But I don't think they're telling anybody to go out for dinner.
No, once
or
you
groceries.
Hear those sirens, right back in.
Right back in the bomb shelter. Where are we headed in the Middle East? I don't think anybody has any idea. This story about one man, a British man, who survived when 241 other people died in the Air India crash. This is a Netflix series, right? This didn't really happen, did it? And it did. One person in 11A. I think there's going to be a run on 11A on flights for the next, I don't know, 50 years.
There already is. CBS had the story at the top of the hour that people are booking seat 11A, calling it the miracle seat, which I don't even know what to think of that, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to try it, but if I sit in that seat, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. One individual with a flight that was in the air just so briefly.
Yeah.
241 people. The conflict of emotions that this individual, who's not scot-free, he suffered significant injuries, but he's alive.
And he did literally walk away.
Walked away. Walked away while every other person is dead. This is implausible. This cannot happen, and it happened. And who knows how he lives his life going forward. He's never gone another day where he doesn't think about it, right?
How could you?
I mean, is he thinking about it every hour? Does it consume him? Does it send him in a spiral of depression? Does it send him into endless, 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 why me, if that's a given?
Mm-hmm. Why was I spared? Exactly right.
And how he holds up and the media interest in him now, does it stay that way? Does that become a part of his life? Does he become a public speaker about it? Does he try to vanish because of this? But I was obviously off the last couple of days and didn't I don't completely get away from it, but I actually got away from it more than normal. And when I saw that, I kind of sat there and went, you cannot make this up. It just seems like you could have hundreds and hundreds of crashes, and we're still so lucky. The few crashes we have doesn't take away from the absolute grief and devastation to the loss of life and the family members and the friends and the lives that weren't lived. But how this takes place is something that I guess they'd put together on a TV show. But in real life, you just wouldn't think this could take place.
Yeah, and it's the stranger than fiction, right? If it was a TV show or a movie, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, this is obviously far-fetched, but let's escape reality for a moment and watch it. But I was thinking the same thing of, you put yourself in this man's shoes. What if that was me? What would I do with the amazing luck I had, the amazing gift.
We're going to do Am I Wrong? And on break right here, closer on time than ever. But can we also have a text that we'll look at maybe near the end?
Yep. Beginning, and that's fine. The committee will allow it today.
Okay. If you were this individual, what would you do with your life going forward? What is your path? Do you try to just live your normal life again?
Yeah.
Do you vanish? Do you say, I need to vanish for 2 years. I need to try to figure out, or maybe it's 2 months, it's 2 weeks, whatever. Do you speak about it? Is this not only essential to your life internally, but is it essential to your life going forward? What? I mean, do you start gambling on sports? I'm the luckiest guy ever. What's Halle Berry's number? We're going to go out. I was reluctant before. If you were this person who survived this horrifying, gruesome killing of 241, not 242, 241, you're the one person survived in 11A. What do you do with your life? I'd love to hear from you from a text. 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Again, if you are the one person who survived the crash, the Air India crash, 241 people die, you're the one survivor, how would you live your life? We'll get to that later, but text me. 651-461-9226. Hello, sir.
You're watching round two right now. You've been paying a lot of attention to what's happening over at Oakmont.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, you know it. You don't want to admit it. None of you golf purists want to admit it. But you know the U.S. Open is clearly the most entertaining tournament in golf. And I can tell you why.
No.
I can tell you why. Augusta with the Masters.
Can I just get to you wrong?
Any of the courses that host the Open Championship, the PGA, they can be difficult. Some holes certainly tougher than others. Mm-hmm. We know which ones they are, but they often rely on things like the weather. You know, you got to have bad weather at the Open or they carve that course up. Same for Augusta. If Augusta's soft, carve it up. You know, Tiger will go about 50 under when he was a young man. The weather is good. Any PGA pro can go low at those courses in those tournaments. Not the case at the U.S. Open, because the U.S. Open doesn't need weather the way they set up the course. They rely on one thing and one thing only, Chad. Fear. Fear is what makes this the best tournament to watch in golf, because everyone standing at the tee box is afraid of what happens if they go in the rough. If you put it in the fairway, you're afraid of what happens if you miss your spot on the green by a couple feet, or it skips a little bit into the long cabbage beyond the green. That's what makes this tournament the best.
Who are you, Herbert Warren Wind? I mean,
that's what makes it the best, Chad. It's fear and seeing how the best, toughest minds in golf can respond.
Am I wrong?
You make very valid points,
you're still wrong.
You're still wrong.
The committee does.
Because I believe you said the most entertaining to watch, right?
Yes.
Okay. No.
18 holes of fear.
No. Now, I like that they have more of the old school going right now, that it's the hit in the rough, gouge it out. USGA at times goes a little bit soft. And other times they can go to Pinehurst, where it's not just the gouge out, but it's the way the place plays. And they needed to go to a tough guy place. Now, right now, Thurston Lawrence, yes, Thurston Lawrence just made about an 8-footer. So he's leading at 5-under. Your big knockers, they're not in the mix right now.
Maybe these are the big knockers of the future. You just don't know yet.
I hope not.
Oh, Phil for par stays at +3.
There's a big knocker.
Yeah, he's
the mix.
A knocker.
Yeah, how about those white pants for Phil?
Not good.
Yeah, not good. Scotty's 4-over. Rory's like 500-over. DeChambeau's like 6-over. My ranking is Augusta and the British are much more entertaining because I want the creativity. I want the availability of the skill set, which is a broader kaleidoscope availability at those courses, where here it's, if you miss the rough, chunk it on out.
The only reason you and the other golf bobos love the Masters so much is because CBS told you to. Many years ago, they said, oh, we need the special music, and we need, let's talk about every hole being named after a flower. Oh, it's so precious. We must adore Augusta National.
If it is a windy, firm British Open, that's my favorite.
Like I said, you must rely on the weather. You don't need that at the U.S.
I don't want to live in a bubble like you do. Apparently, you think we all should be hermetically sealed.
No, I'm saying I don't need to rely on the weather. Sunny day, windy day, rainy day, either way, there's fear.
You don't need to rely on the weather. You hate this weather as much as me. Wretched!
Yeah, well, you want it, apparently, for the British Open. Let's talk about extortion, shall we?
Extortion?
Let's talk about extortion. Yeah. Minnesota will soon have a new state office set up with the intention of mediating disputes that rise up between homeowners and their homeowner association.
Yeah.
I don't have an HOA myself. I'm one of the lucky ones, but some members of the committee do. We were discussing this just at the meeting yesterday. And we do all agree, unless you as the homeowner, perhaps you're paying the HOA for a community pool, a rec center, something that your community can use privately.
Cutting the grass, maybe.
Exactly. HOAs and their legalized extortion should be eliminated from the globe completely. All you really get for your money, again, unless in the case of the pool, for instance, you get mandates on where you can put your trash cans, how long the grass can be, what kind of flowers you get, what sort of outdoor lighting is suitable. Enough. Down with HOAs. Let's get rid of them all together.
Am I wrong?
Correct. They're worthless. They're folks who think they should have been the president, city councilman. They want to leadership. They inundate you with information. They want you involved if you're on their team. I don't know. I just know maybe an HOA could step in if somebody cuts the grass at 6:53 on a Sunday morning. That's all I have to say.
Who would that be?
No comment.
No comment?
No comment.
Not a single comment? Initials?
Jackassing behavior. 6:53 on a Sunday. All right. We'll get DeRusha in the mix if he wants to. And also, we'll look at some of your text. If you were the one individual who survived a plane crash, 242 on the plane, 241 dead, how would you live your life moving forward? Send me a text, 651-461-9226. What do you want me to talk about? We got a little Aquarius here.
Yeah, could you do that? Because you start every day with a nice tall glass of water.
I do, and I love it. It's the way to go. I've got some water options in my place. for glasses and cups, but I only have one.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Glasses and cups? Mr. Moneybags.
That's how I live my life. Not just a cup. You know what? I even have glasses that are one size and another size.
Oh, how about a mug? You got mugs?
Oh, I love mugs.
Single handle, double handle. You got options.
Too many mugs. Too many mugs. That's the lap of luxury. I have glasses, different sizes. Now, I'm a water guy. And I feel so good because with Aquarius Home Services, AquariusHomeServices.com, I have the Kinetico drinking water system. I've had it at a place since 1993, summer 93. Every house, not that many houses, but the houses I've owned, everyone, Kinetico drinking water system.
All had cups and glasses.
Not all of them. Not all of them. I waited to the year 2000. They had different size glasses. I was a tough guy in that one size glass. You know, right now, if you go to AquariusHomeServices.com, you could save up to 25% on that Kinetico drinking water system. But get the water softener, too, for the washer and dryer, for the dishwasher, for the quality water with the shower. And then look at your utility room. Aquarius will help you out with all of it. Earning the right to be recommended. I'm recommending them. Aquarius, the way to go. Okay, among the suggestions, what you would do if you're the one person to survive the plane crash. I think I would try to continue my normal life and always sit in seat 11A. How about this one? Jason, my husband was supposed to be on a small plane returning from a national college cross-country meet. Good catch, by the way. Prior to departure, one of the student-athletes asked to switch with him. The plane crashed in an ice storm in Des Moines with no survivors.
Whoa.
He had survivor's guilt for many years until the birth of our kids helped him overcome it. That time of year is very difficult for him.
I bet. Yeah. Wow.
So how do you live your life if you're the one person who survived this Air India crash?
You go straight to absolute hedonism, right? You're like,
you can do anything.
Just on bonus time.
Yeah.
I'm going, like, you're not, like, anyone who says, like, well, you know, now every day is a blessing. Like,
shoot your shot on everything.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Ask anybody out. Nobody's out of your league.
Gamble.
This is, like, this goes to the plane that flipped over.
Yeah.
Where I came on the air and said, I wish I were on it. Because.
So you work with Cook.
For multiple reasons. Yeah. One. You know the payout is going to be good.
Yeah.
And two, you have the best story of all time.
Yeah.
Like when you start telling
in hindsight,
you
don't
be,
anymore, actually.
Right.
Now yeah,
you don't.
Now you're
now
done.
You don't.
You're done.
This
you,
guy, well,
yeah.
What are the odds you're going to run into this guy? But if I'm
well,
in the room with Chad.
You just did. I hate to tell you.
Here comes Chad with like, you know, I used to be the voice of the wolves.
Have you heard my French Open story? Hey.
You know? Right. And then it was Johnny Carson. Hey.
How did I get the cheap shot?
Then you're like, oh, did you know I was on that plane that flipped over?
Do I rotate my shoulders like
hey,
that?
Hey, hello, Mrs. Bushkin.
All right. I'll try to take the daggers out. Am I wrong? What's next, sucker?
Oh, we're going to try to get back to it here. We ended speaking about extortion.
Yeah?
Speaking of, we're going to go deeper on extortion here.
Sure.
The committee has noticed it's, of course, grad party season, and this
yeah.
seems to be much more true than I remember it being when I graduated 20, 25 years ago. It's certainly true of the party that Jason and Adam Carter will be having for their recent
yeah.
graduates.
Yeah. Coming up.
In the minds of them and other parents, the party is, let's be honest, it's no longer for the kids. Let's admit it. It's now a party that's supposed to be about celebrating your child's accomplishment. But it's really more of a good excuse for parents to invite their own friends, drink them a little bit, and shake them down for cash. This, quite frankly, after much debate, is the type of extortion that the committee will get behind, and frankly, look forward to ourselves, particularly when my children reach the milestone. If any parent can hustle $50 or more out of each of their friends in exchange for a little bit of
okay.
pulled pork
we've
a drink
now discovered the reason behind this
piece
one.
Of sheet cake. It is the committee's position that this such action should be celebrated and obviously, in fact, encouraged.
Okay. Am I wrong? You're such a cheapskate. You might throw a grad party for your kids when they do first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade.
Hey, we had a pre-K graduation a couple weeks ago. Party's coming up.
Did you get? Is there a party for it?
You're all invited.
Okay, nice.
Everyone's
great.
Invited.
Nice. Great. I could see you doing this. Like I was lucky enough to be invited. I'm hoping to make it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there'll be like 90% of the friends there will be your friends and sponsors, and your child will get like 4.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Alyssa has an intricate.
Tracking system
to see what other people have given. No, she doesn't have that, but she does have
first child. Right. If you reach the criteria, you're invited.
You're invited back. It is a money grab. There's no doubt about it.
It is,
and it is for the parents. But I would say, like Sam's party is probably. I bet it's 50% his friends, 50% our friends.
So do we? Because you know, in the dark ages when I graduated,
family,
it was for the kids.
Yeah.
It was a party.
I don't even remember this in Chicago. I don't remember
you
this
being
no a thing.
Grad party.
It was like a little, like you had a little gathering with your family, but it wasn't like an open house, big extravaganza.
Oh.
I feel like this is a somewhat regional thing. Like this is a Minnesota thing.
Is this why you have no pictures of your kids at the house? I think there's residual.
I do. I like, you are not wrong. I like the idea that it should be celebrated.
Well, the committee isn't wrong.
I'll come to your kids'. You know, graduation.
Yeah, you're invited. Or just send a card with cash.
I'm probably good for 75, to be honest.
Nice. We'll take that.
70,
either way, I'll take
there's
it.
There's no chance
it'll
you're
probably
giving
be like a,
$75 for graduating kindergarten.
It'll be a gift card to, like, Terine Dermatology or something.
Yes, exactly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.